From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. France is postponing the delivery of a Navy assault ship to Russia because of Moscow's actions in Ukraine. The news was announced by the Elysee Palace on the eve of a NATO summit meeting in Wales. The Vladivostok, the first of two warships, was due to be delivered to Moscow in October. Washington correspondent Simon Marks says the Obama administration spent months urging the French to abandon the sale.
This was a very last-minute decision by French President François Hollande, the Élysée Palace saying the conditions under which France could authorize the delivery of the warship are not in place due to the ongoing violence in Ukraine. The White House will welcome this news, but will also note that it's being characterized as a delay in the delivery of the warship, not an abandonment of the sale itself. President Obama and many European leaders have been urging France to block defense sales to Moscow, and they'll continue to press the case with President Hollande when they meet him at the NATO summit in Wales.
The news comes after Russian President Vladimir Putin says he has reached agreement with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko on the outline for a peace plan. His statement says final agreements for ending the conflict in eastern Ukraine will be made on Friday. U.S. President Barack Obama says America's strategy against the threat posed by the Islamic State is working, but will take time. He made the comments following the release of a video by the extremist group believed to show the beheading of a second American journalist, Stephen Sotloff.
The United States will continue to lead a regional and international effort against the kind of barbaric and ultimately empty vision that ISIL represents. And that's going to take some time, but we're going to get it done. I'm very confident of it.
The execution video also featured a British hostage, who the group says will be killed next unless the U.S. stops its air bombing campaign in Iraq. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the U.K. will not waver its determination to defeat terrorism. Natalie Feary reports from London.
The British hostage, who is believed to have been working for an aid organization, is shown at the end of the video as a warning that he will be the next victim of the group unless the U.S. stops its bombing campaign. This prompted British Prime Minister David Cameron to insist that the UK would not waver in its determination to defeat terrorism. British authorities say they are doing all they can to secure the release of the hostage, but the prospect of a rescue remains remote, and Britain has a policy of not negotiating or paying ransoms. How to deal with a mounting terror threat is likely to be high on the agenda at the NATO military summit in Wales, taking place over the next 2 days.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. More than 1,900 people have died in West Africa in the world's worst outbreak of Ebola, according to latest figures from the World Health Organization. It marks a major acceleration in deaths from the virus, up from just over 1,500 casualties last week. Kate Fisher has this report.
The World Health Organization says as of this week, there are 3,500 confirmed or probable cases of Ebola reported in Guinea, Sierra Leone and Liberia. One of two American survivors of the disease, Nancy Reitbol, has been talking about the moment her husband told her she'd got Ebola.
David came towards me to give me a hug and to put his arms around me. And I knew how dangerous that was. And so I said, no. Just no.
The death toll from this outbreak is now higher than in all previous epidemics since the disease was first detected in 1976. Kate Fisher, Washington.
And after making the initial decision in February, popular American drugstore chain CVS is stopping the sale of tobacco in its 7,700 retail locations. If all pharmacies in the U.S. follow suit, the chief medical officer for CVS says it would save 65,000 lives every year. William Denzelow reports from New York.
The decision by CVS to remove cigarettes from its stores has received an outpouring of support from not only anti-smoking advocates, but the White House too. A statement from the press secretary states that President Obama has made creating a tobacco-free generation a top priority and hopes this move will set a powerful example for others to follow. Despite making an estimated $2 billion a year from tobacco sales, CVS say they made the decision because it conflicted with its healthcare mission. Members of a smokers' rights group say that while CVS has the right to change what they sell, they're falling for the anti-smoking crusade.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.